Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 84.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We're slowly getting our way through our 80s, and I think that's the way
the 80s go.
It's slowed us down a little.
It has slowed us down. That's true. But we're still here.
I did actually go to an 80th birthday recently, and there was a lot of people there who were all 80, like they'd met as children, and a lot of them weren't slow. So I apologise for the fact that we are slower in our 80s. Yes. We've had a lot going on, which you all know about.
Yes.
But we are back.
We're here with a snap pee.
If you want to hear us snap peeing, you can also always send us a speak pipe.
Yes,
and
that's
about
right.
About anything, about the school holidays that are coming up, the school holidays that have been.
Yep.
The fact that everyone you know in the whole world is either in Bali or Europe and you're not. Mm-hmm. We are here to hear
we can talk about
those stories. Maybe you just want to tell us what made you laugh this week or cry or what was your make a difference.
We love hearing from you.
We love it.
Yes, thank you so much.
So before we get into the snap pea, I just wanted to say that my Bickford's Diet Lime Cordial addiction is going strong. sometimes I just drink the lime one without the diet. Anyway, I got Woolies online delivered this week. Yes, and where I live, if you get it between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m., it's free.
Oh, awesome.
So I was like, that's perfect. I get up at 6 anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, I could hear the little Woolies person delivering. And then I was like, did they bang on the door? And there's no doorbell and there's no wood around it. So people just sort of shake the fly screen, which is a little bit scary.
Oh, yes.
But it's a rental, so I don't know what to do about that.
Yep.
Anyway, then I was like, maybe they were, or maybe they were just saying it's here. So I was in my jammies. I was like, thanks. And then I looked outside and the van was still there. So then I opened the front door and the Woolies man was like, I fell up your stairs.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
no.
Broke two bottles of lime cordial.
Oh, no.
The only thing that didn't make it.
You could have cracked eggs, anything.
Anyway, I got a refund.
Good.
But I did have to go to the IGA.
Oh.
Anyway, so there's my lime cordial story for the week. See, these are the stories you can send us, Peas.
And my no why bras are going really well.
Really, too. Still?
Yeah.
So
I'm not wearing anything else.
And
no
we're sticking
way.
With it.
I mean, I'll wait to summer, but if you're all worried, don't be worried no more.
I actually got because I'm a little bit allergic to everything, sometimes my bra, if the metal is anywhere near my skin, I get a big rash.
Yes.
So I need to get onto those bras
come
as well.
On.
Yeah, we'll hop on the no wire train.
Yep, I'm on it.
Our first message today is actually through Instagram, so I'm not 100% sure how easy it's going to be for you to hear. So for people who don't know, if you go on your smartphone to our website, a little microphone just sits in the corner on the screen. It's slightly different when you actually do it on a laptop or PC. Mm-hmm. and you just click on that and then you can send us a message. That's what SpeakPipes are. But we'll take your voice from however you give it to us.
Of course we will. Let's just play it and we'll see. It should be fine. All right. Okay. Well, we won't be playing that.
So, all right. I'm going to go. I have got a message on my phone that someone sent through Instagram, but I can't make it work.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's like a limited time only offer.
Yes.
So the person, the beautiful therapy who sent me that message, if you listen to what I just said before, and good luck to my son for editing all this. Send us a speak pipe. It's one star.
Yep.
But it has let us down. All those stars.
Yep.
I think it should be more than one star.
Yeah, I think so too. So you just find that on our website. It's really easy.
Yes, it's really easy.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can find it. We want to hear from you. Yeah, we love it. So before we go into our cry, make a difference laugh.
Hang on, are we going to have this person? Oh, yep, great.
A speak pipe that hopefully actually is going to work. But you never know.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Nikki from Adelaide.
Hi, Nikki.
I'm in the car with my twins.
Yes.
And we were just listening to this week's Snap P, and we've heard my moving story.
Yes.
And one of my twins, Hugh, has just started saying, I want Hugh on the car. I want Hugh on the car. I'm like, what, buddy? And it turns out he's recognised my voice on the car speaker and wants to hear his voice on the car speaker. So I thought I'd ring in and send a speak pipe with him having his say. He's three.
Thank you.
Hugh, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? You want to be on the car?
Yay!
I think you'll be on the car soon, buddy. Can you say, we love you, Kate and Mandy?
We can just hear him.
That was, we love you, Kate and Mandy.
We love you
Thanks,
too.
Guys. Have a great week.
Thank you, Nikki. You're an awesome speak piper.
You are. And Hugh,
thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Hugh.
Hi.
And hi, your twin.
Hopefully you could hear your voice. What you need to tell your awesome mum is she needs to put the phone right next to you, okay? So you can send us another one and we will hear you. But, I mean, who doesn't want to hear the voice in the car?
Oh, look, I'm a huge fan of hearing myself, obviously. I laugh at my own self all the time.
Well, I mean, someone has to.
And well, that's right.
When you have teenage children, those laughs are few and far between.
Oh, boy. Wowza.
Yeah, we won't go there because it's not very fun.
Oh.
It's really, really not
Goodness
fun.
Goodness gracious.
We do love them, but, you know, they just, I don't know, teenagers, they hit different.
And we hope, have you been loving our episodes lately? We've had some ripper episodes, so many great people to listen to.
I feel like we've been remiss in reminding you to rate and review.
Yes, that's right.
And it's, like Mandy says, it's the only job she gives you.
It's the only job I ask you to do. It's free.
Yes.
All you have to do is go into wherever and give us 5 stars.
Oh, always 5.
And write a little review and say, and you've done such a good job of that. But
They're
if you're
beautiful.
A new listener, that's something you can do for us. And it's the only thing we ask of you.
You can do it. Like I really, really loved the episode that came out last week, for those of you who are listening.
Yep.
And it was about Mandy interviewing the Olympians. And I'm like, oh, the World Games Special Olympics. I'm like, you can review that.
Yeah, you can.
And then when people read it, they're like, oh, maybe that one was a good
one. Let's go listen to that episode. Yeah.
And it gets traction. That's what it
does.
It makes Apple think, oh, people like this.
Yeah.
They're more likely to sort of bump it around the charts. It's a weird system.
Yeah.
So we don't win awards, but we do want reviews.
And we know we've been around for a while and maybe you're a bit tired of us, but there's always new people finding us, right?
Yeah,
and there's always new stories to be told.
Always.
So we love doing this.
Yeah.
So we just the one thing we ask.
Just the one. That's all. And I was thinking the other day, because at the moment my finances are tight, and I was listening to a podcast that I love, and I no shade on them. I do not mean this in a negative way, but I can't afford at the moment to have any Patreons or subscribe to anything. So there's chunks of the community that I love that I'm missing out on.
Yeah, that's right.
And they don't mean it to be that, and they need to earn a living.
That's
so I am fine about it, but it makes me sad that I'm like, oh, what are they talking about? Or in the Facebook groups, I don't know what they're talking about. And then people unknowingly go, well, if you want to know, you should pay. And I'm like, well, I have no money to pay.
Mm.
So our P's are always going to be free.
Yeah, that's what we decided from the start.
We love you listening to our ads.
Because we're already cut out of so many parts of the world.
We're cut out.
Yeah, so not with us.
No. So we don't want you to give us a Patreon or a dollar a week. We just want you to give us 5 stars.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What made you cry this week, Mandy?
Well, I'm anticipating crying because I've got a funeral tomorrow It's from a lady that I used to work with. Her name was Debbie and I learnt a lot from her when I worked at QEC. I learnt stacks, and she was a fierce advocate for mothers and babies.
Yeah.
She really was, and I think maternal and child health nurses don't get that said to them enough.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, was a nurse for a long time. And so I am looking forward to going and celebrating her life, but I know it's going to be sad because she was young.
And I think the most amazing thing about going to a funeral is you will hear something and you'll be like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know she did X, Y, or Z, and I didn't know that person knew her.
Yes.
And it's just so – it's always so sad to me that we find out at the end.
Yeah. And she said she wants all the nurses to do a guard of honor when she's leaving. Aww. And she wants everybody to bring flowers from her garden to put on her coffin.
Oh, how lovely.
And I thought, what a beautiful thing.
Oh, that would be a very emotional day, Mandy.
Yes. Yeah, very. So, and wearing a touch of white. So, but more importantly, I wanted her name to be out there in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
And that women that work with women.
Oh, we love
you. You know, we love you.
You've all made a difference. I can still see the faces from all of my babies, that one or two nurses that came in and made me feel seen or supported. So,
and Debbie taught me the term many happy returns. So when I'm doing my sleep work and I'm talking to a family that have a child that's getting in and out of bed all the time, I say it's a time of many happy returns.
Now, Debbie, I thought you meant like Christmas.
No, well, that's right. So it's a good, it sticks in your head.
Yes.
So many, because they get up all the time. Happy, because you've got to try and stay calm.
Yep.
And returns. If you want them to sleep independently, then we keep returning them. So she taught me that.
Many happy returns.
Yeah, and I've been saying it for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
To remember her.
Yes. We'll all think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my cry is nothing like that. But I have cried so much about seeing women's sport.
Oh, I know.
I can get emotional just thinking about it.
I know.
I think every woman that's listening
can. It's been incredible.
Just a lifetime of no representation.
Yes.
Right. And I'm not a sports head, but my dad loved soccer.
Yes.
I thought that's what football was.
Yes, of course.
And to see women.
Oh, it's been incredible.
All of Australia watching women, no one discussing whether they're as good as men or whether men just,
it's magic. I just think of our little girls.
I know.
What they must be thinking. It's magic.
Well, I just want them to, and I think we didn't even know we could think.
No, we
maybe
didn't.
They're just doing now.
That's right.
And I heard that Sam Kerr's going to start a football academy in Australia.
I joined up Miss 12, even though she doesn't want to. But I thought, I'm just joining this.
Because if I was 12, I'd be going.
I know, because I think, well, she might.
Yeah.
Because Molly was upset. It's 3 to 14. I said, I know, you're 18.
Yeah.
You do love football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I've joined up Miss 12. She'll probably say no, but you never know.
Well, you'll get one of the emails, man.
Yeah,
you'll
that's what I'll feel like I'm
game.
Part of it.
Yeah, it's just been every game.
Oh,
no matter if Australia was in it or not.
The greatest joy.
And just
Molly's bereft. She's still watching it on Optus Sport.
Oh, the skill level.
Because she had been sick this week, and so she's been watching all the replays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because and her sister was like, do you think this is okay? I said, yes.
Yeah.
It's like me. I watched Anne of Green Gables every time I was sick. It's something she knows how it ends, and it was very exciting.
Live guy, Matthew, our live P, I bet you if we asked him how many times he'd watched St Kilda games St Kilda has won, he can probably recite the commentary.
Of course, my husband.
Yeah, this is
Bombers.
Finally.
Oh, finally.
She sees women doing it and she's watching
it's
it.
Just
and
it's magic.
Oh, it's been so magical.
It
it's
has.
Just been. And
we were bereft when it was over.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it was really, we were all a bit flat.
Yeah.
We've just been really enjoying watching it because we were watching all the other games.
Yeah,
too.
All the games. Oh, thank you, 7 Plus or whatever. And it's been accessible.
Yes.
It's been free.
Yes.
We can all join in.
Amazing.
And yeah, amazing, amazing. What about what's made a difference?
Well, I haven't told you, but I've gone back to the gym.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I went back last week.
I mean, I was thinking you looked very fit.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's been a week. I mean, I'm transformed.
That's a painful week. It hurts when you go back.
It hasn't really hurt me.
Okay.
Every time I go back, she goes, "Were you okay, Mandy?" After I was like, "Yeah." Obviously, I'm just doing very light weights
good,
and stuff.
Because it really hurts.
But I really thought about it because I've been at part of that smaller gym, you know, like with the round. Yes, you go around and so I've been there before. Yes. I've been to the big gyms.
Yes.
I haven't been anywhere for like 10 years.
Yes.
So really, this is very different, Mandy, because normally I'm spontaneous, but I thought I bled on it. I thought about it for a month. I went through every Mandy.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I want a big gym? Actually, I can't really afford that.
No.
Do I want somewhere that, this is what I said to Darren, there's no traffic lights between our house and that one. And he goes, there's two types of people that go to a gym. So, well, I'm going for my bones and my heart.
Yeah.
I don't care about my weight.
Nah,
I don't. I'm
don't
going
care.
In terms of my health. Right.
Yes.
Anyway, it's been lovely because I used to go there. So they remembered me.
I've been
That's
to that
very,
gym.
I know. Yeah. They're very kind. And there's all these women who are lovely and welcoming.
It's a very nice place.
I'm going to try and go as much as I can. Yeah. And
Wow.
Yeah. And Molly said to me, I was sort of getting in my, you know, pants. Yeah. And she goes, is everybody else fat like you there? And I said, well, not really.
No.
But anyway, I'm going.
But
so
I think.
I'm going to give it a go.
The joy of some of those places where they're small community gyms run by women.
Yes, no mirrors.
No mirrors. And
women.
Recently I was away and I had a spa with four women and we were all in our 50s and we were all in bikinis. And three of those women had not had children and they all had the most beautiful squishy tummies.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what women look like.
Yes, that's right.
There are some women who don't.
Yes.
But most of the women in my life,
yes,
that's what their tummies look like.
Yes.
These were fit mountain climbing women.
Know.
And I was like, this is a beautiful thing.
Is.
We need to go. We do have squishy tummies, you know.
That's right.
And you go to a gym where it's all fine.
Well, that's right. And that was the decision. No traffic lights and all women and no mirrors.
Yep.
And some of my friends go there. So actually.
Yeah, you might bump into
on
someone.
Friday I saw my friend and we just talked the whole time and laughed.
It
and
so
I didn't
quick.
Even know that I'd done it.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then we finished off with the nut bush.
Oh, I mean, what more do you want?
So when I told my family, they were like,
right.
But I don't care. Mock me.
No.
They're not.
Oh, no,
they're
no,
happy
no,
for
no,
me.
No, no, no,
you know.
No.
So anyway. We'll hopefully I can stick it through.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're doing it now.
Well, I'm trying to just schedule it in so that I don't.
So
and I'm
hard.
Trying not to go full-blown Mandy like, I'm going to go every day.
I know. No, don't do that.
No. So I'm just going.
You've been there, done that.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is for the longevity.
You're not shredding for the wedding.
I'm not shredding for anything. That's actually the furthest thing from my
mind. I know.
Mind.
I actually can't
it's
stand
just,
those terms. But
Well, I just want to worry about my heart.
Absolutely. And I've got friends who are within my decade who have osteoporosis.
That's right.
And I know this sounds forever off for those of you who have three-year-old twins.
Yeah.
I get that. But it comes really fast.
Yeah. And remember when we did our episode with the healthy mums, right?
Yes,
and so it's all been from that. I just thought I've got to take responsibility. I know I'm a statistic.
Yes.
But I actually have – I'm going to take some responsibility.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
And I was very low in vitamin D too, so I'm taking that.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So actually I feel a bit better from taking the vitamin D.
Yeah. So I think now that
that's
we wear sunblock –
yes.
Most of us are vitamin D deficient.
Yeah. She was like, it's moderate. Like, it's like you need to do something about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually feel a bit brighter in myself.
Yeah. Good.
So if that's for anyone else, think about that too. What about your make a difference?
My make a difference is that my best friend Rachel, her son and his girlfriend stayed in my house while I went away.
Awesome.
And it was a big deal because we've only just moved here.
Of course.
And we already had the accommodation that we're able to go to. So we were like, well, we'll go away. And it's been a really horrific time. So it was nice to get away. But I just didn't have to worry about the cat and
the dog.
And, you know, it was just, and because.
Well, that's
you know,
a big change because you've had your other home where people were there.
Yes. This is the first time I've had to worry about something like that. And it was just – it's also a change because he's an adult.
Yes.
You know, like I've visited him on the day he was born he's, you know, sending me photos of what he made for dinner.
Cute.
And it was just nice to have someone I trusted in the house.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal, Kate.
Yeah. It was really, really nice. So that was my make a difference this week.
Yep.
And what made you laugh?
So we went out – Molly played her last game of soccer with Special Olympics and then we had a dinner and it was at the Veneto Club in Bulleen.
Oh, yes.
And
that is, at the moment, the hardest road in Melbourne to drive on.
It really, really is.
They're building some northwest, east, south link and it's a nightmare.
It's a lot.
Yep.
So we go there every Saturday and it was the last game and then the Veneto Club put on a spread of food for us, like pasta and, oh, my God, it was just so delicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just love spending time with everyone there. But yes. Anyway, Molly had her first glass of champagne.
Oh,
so we
yes,
were sitting at the table. 18. So they brought out champagne and everything. I said, go on, have a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she took a sip and she just looked, and then everyone was like, go on, have some more. And so she had another sip and then she put it down and she said, I'm still sober. People just roared with laughter, and it was so cute.
Yeah,
she's scared. So I'm scared.
Oh,
I'm scared.
I know.
Yeah, I'm still sober.
Yeah, we had a sip of champagne, best. And yeah. I mean, I will say that Woody, very occasionally will do something very random and just like he's 18, so yep. This is legal, but he'll just like. Take the lid off a bottle of gin and swig it. And then, like, he doesn't even like it. And we all just laugh. I look at him. It's just, I can't describe my home. Anyway,
well,
yes.
He
but
he knows it gets a big reaction.
Yes, but
too.
He doesn't
it's
actually,
fun.
He's like, I don't really want to drink.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
and I'm
no,
sure that will
funny.
Change. But
yes.
I, it's just always like, oh, okay.
I guess.
I mean, they have got little medicine glasses and done, put Ribena in them, the
oh,
two of them,
cute.
And like, look at us. What are you doing?
It's very cute.
It's very, yeah. Anyway, oh, that's beautiful.
It just made the whole table laugh.
Yeah,
and so you know when you're like, my child's funny.
Yeah, my child's funny.
Yeah.
Funnier than yours.
Yeah. But just that whole collective, everyone was a parent going, you are adorable.
Yes.
And gosh, we love you all so much.
Yes,
that whole
yes.
room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Full
awesome.
Of peas. Just loving on our kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
The best. Well, my laugh actually came from Sam from Neighbours Every Day.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbours
yep.
Neighbour Day.
Yeah.
No. I get it wrong because they've changed their
Relationships
name.
Australia.
Relationships Australia.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mandy and I are, what's the word?
Ambassadors.
Mandy? Ambassadors.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And so when I moved here, she very sneakily said, oh, I just need to update your address for my records.
Ah, yes.
But she sent me a really cute card and 3 packets of fantails.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And she just said, here's some fantails to put down your cleavage.
That's the best.
Which, if you haven't listened to one of our episodes, you may not understand, but they're nicer when they're a bit soft.
They're soft in the bosom.
Yeah, they're soft in the bosom.
Yeah.
So I laughed a lot at the card. I was like, this is a funny card.
Oh,
and I also was
listeners.
Like, she listens.
Yes.
She's engaged.
Yes.
She remembers.
She does.
There are very few people like that.
Yeah.
And she is in the perfect job for her.
She really is.
And she just has given Mandy and I so very much.
Support.
Constant support. Yep. And at times when we needed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think she's awesome. But it really made me laugh.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And they have been down there.
Mine be like without the wire.
I was
going to
say, yeah, they really
like,
do sit really, near yeah, that wire.
I have to try it.
Also the odd minty.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had minties for a while.
Yeah,
but
me
that,
either. I'm too nervous
there.
About teeth.
Too nervous about teeth.
Yeah.
But a bit softer, they're better as
anyway,
well.
Anyway, that's so. A snap pea for the times, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you. Send us your messages, rate and review.
Keep
and
listening to our Thursdays.
We'll be back on Thursday.
Yep, we'll be back. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.